Good evening, Eminence. This is Pat O'Donovan, Gulfport, Mississippi, welcoming you to the Southland Classic, your first show of the year here at Enterprise State Junior College, January 25th, 2003. I have the pleasure of adjudicating you this evening in the area of performance analysis. I'm seated on the third row, a little lower than normal, which is fine with me, as well it should be. I'll take this opportunity to wish you the best of luck. Hope you find my comments useful as well as rewarding. And I look forward to your show, and we'll get back with you when you're ready to begin. Okay, Eminence, I'll tell you ahead of time that I'm having some tape problems, so if my tape cuts off in the middle of the performance, I'll do my best to get it back on as quick as I can, and I'll take lots of notes with the pencil. Looks like your intent here is to give me some handbells. Yeah, technique from side to side, person to person, seems evident, well trained. Yeah, difficulty noted in the degree of writing as we build on the original theme laid out by the handbells. Yeah, clarity of intent based on a mallet implement choice or miking in the vibraphone. The 30 seconds are noted. We could just get that to speak out a little more. Nice technique on the back tip with the use of the timpani player. Let's make sure both hands are equal in height so we get a good quality of sound out. Same way with the crotales. Make sure that... Very nice. Very nice. Reduction of tempo. Good for you. Yeah, nice change of feel here to go into almost our double time. Yeah, I think our balance, clarity of intent is a little tough there, even though we had the split parts in the snare drum, just based on our front to back. Let's be aware of that we make sure our musicianship doesn't overplay our responsibility. Nice change of timbre coming out of the melodics. I won't talk a lot this evening about our clarity as we're working on our ensemble cohesiveness. I think our uniformity of technique as that progresses. Yeah, nice change of tempo here. Nice change of feel. Let's see what we do. Yeah, I think you go from a content standpoint, changing the timbre. I don't necessarily get that timbre change reflected musically from the battery proper. Let's be very careful, tenors, about our the point of where we're going to actually use our scrapes and our crossovers. Make sure our implements are striking the drum in the same places. Yeah, nice use of the Kungas in the background. Well-trained group, obvious from a technique standpoint. Uniformity of technique noted in all instruments, all voices in the back. Let's move our hands a little slower on the suspended cymbal, get that sound to speak just a little bit more, and then draw that back out. Nice job pulling the mallets out on the bells to produce that new required sound. Yeah, I like the ostinato rhythm. Let's make sure we get a good rotation with the mallet on the left-hand marimbas. Yeah, just a little bit of a clarity of intent issue just based on a... Although our musicianship is evident, I'm having a hard time what I'm intended to be listening to mainly, unless it's obviously an ensemble thing, which is definitely out of my caption. This training is evident in the use of the Burton grip. Let's make sure that we don't have too little an angle, however, or too much of an angle. You know, you don't want to have it sitting basically at a greater than a 90-degree angle. Oh, nice attack there. Good for you. All right, as we're adding on snare drums coming out. Yeah, our discrepancy in our diddle beat, our double beat heights with the left hand particularly. Solid clarity there on the release of that roll. Yeah, the back ensemble, the rear, the melodics do a good job of setting the feel up. Yeah, good for you tenors. Going to up to the spot drum with the stick change. Now we go to a different implement choice. Pretty consistent quality. Snare drums on the buzz roll. On our technique, snare drummers, we get a little more consistent, which will improve the technical content. Good bit of simultaneous responsibility going on. Okay, bass drums, where we're going to place our implements? Are we going to be in zone one, zone two, or zone three? I see a big difference there. Nice fulcrum change between the wrists and the thumbs. Just want to make sure that we hang on to that stick, especially with our back fingers. It seems to be the choice of technique. Want to stay consistent, tenors. Yeah, really want to relax on those singles, tenors. Yes, there. Yeah, we got to make sure that left hand is lifting the same. If we get that left hand to turn back the entire way consistently, that'll really improve the quality of that phrase. Good for you. The ensemble cohesiveness is good. All right. Okay, Eminence. This is definitely a well-trained group, a nice job, a good job of teaching done by your instructors. You should be congratulated. I think there are some times, as mentioned on the tape, that our musicianship, as our uniformity of technique and our segmental clarity increases, that our musicianship will continue to grow in the quality caption. There's a large amount of music, plenty of notes. Obviously, there is a definite direction in what you're going technically. As notated on the tape, for the most part, the clarity of intent is clear. Hope these comments are useful, and best of luck.